Yeah, so September 17, we were talking to you here at the live room the last time. Wow. And then you were going to do your CD, which you've done. And yeah,
solitaire,
yeah. Maybe, yeah.
And then the other thing that reminded me of that when you're doing the soundtrack here, there were a little bit of difficulties at the soundtrack as well, sort of quite
last time,
oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know whether you were looking for another A flat. Then what? I don't know.
But oh, that's interesting. It could have been. Yeah. I don't remember that. Yeah. Could be the room. Yeah, could have been. Mm. Good memory. Wow.
Actually, that was an easy sound check compared to a lot.
To a lot, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can tell us a bit about the recording of the Lord of the Desert then.
We recorded Lord of the Desert, and I think it came out in February sometime. One of those years, a year or two ago, and it's, what can I say, we made masks. Each of us made our own animal mask, our totem from the desert, and put them on, and decided that that's how we wanted to be identified, is by our masks, and that was an interesting experiment. Hmm. Let me think, what else? I think that, we record our own albums. Greg produces them, and he records them, and one thing that's happened is just his skills as a recording engineer and as a producer have just, gone up. Our skills as musicians, and so, of all of our albums, we're probably most proud of the sound of Lord of the Desert. I would say that's one thing. We're also proud of the songs on it as well. Hmm. But we like all our albums.
Oh, yes.
For different reasons, yeah.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is you do the recording in your painting studio, or is your painting much the same place now?
The cover is one of my pictures, actually, on that recording, yes.
Mm. Oh, I forgot to say that.
For the ones who are curious what kind of artwork I do, you can get a taste of what kind of artwork I do also.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Good colors.
Thank you.
It's The masks really interested me, and the combination of wearing masks and riding bicycles. So that was
yes.
good way to travel around the desert, or indeed, can you actually travel between where you live by bicycle? Is it sort of?
Hal and I could.
They can.
Yeah. Hal and I could, in theory. We don't, but we could if we wanted to.
We made a video, actually, of our song Skeleton Tree that's on YouTube.
We watched it, yes.
And that was a challenge, having our masks on and riding the bicycles.
Yes.
When we took the photographs, we were more posing than having to ride down
the
road.
There were many takes of us.
We had to do it over and over again, and luckily there's no spills.
Almost. We almost crashed into each other a couple times.
Yeah. And playing your instruments wearing the masks?
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
that's also pretending to play.
No, we played. Well,
I mean, we kind of did.
Yeah. And what are the characters of the masks? Did they have names, or can you tell us more about them?
Well, I will say this: there is a bit of secrecy behind the mask and the reason for the mask and all that. And I tend not to want to give it away, just because I like folks to figure it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But yes, there are characters. Naturally, mine was a coyote, his was a
raven,
and Hal's was a bison. And, all creatures that have showed up in the desert at some point or another. Some are having a harder time than others staying in the desert. But that's about as far as I want to go with it. I think, like Hal said, I gave everybody, or I didn't give, but everybody had the freedom to do what they wanted.
Mm.
And I think their character kind of represents a little bit of their soul and their vibe and their connection to the desert. So, and I don't want to give away much more than that. There was a reason. It was not just flip. It was, we had a plan on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they come across really powerfully.
Great.
And
they
have a mystical element to it, and
that's
very, very strong.
That's what we're going for.
We were hoping for that.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
You also referred to a thank you to Playa, and I hadn't known about, is this the Playa residencies?
The Playa, yeah.
How did that come
about?
Well,
there's one song on it. In fact, we'll do it tonight, and we'll tell a little story from being at Playa. Greg and I have gone on two artist residencies where, as composers, and one was on the Playa on the edge of this great Dry Lake bit, and then the other one was at the UCross Foundation up in Wyoming. And both of them have been quite productive in writing songs and music, and you don't have much else to do. It's good.
And you're able to get the time to do this. The other thing I wanted to ask was about your university commitments, you know, because you had taken some time out when we met you before.
Yeah, I'm still going to school. But I've recently got a full-time position at the university, doing audiovisual with the school. So all the events that happen on campus that involve lights and sound, I'm in charge of. Mm. So, that's taken a little more of my time lately, but yeah, still attending school, probably will graduate in the spring.
So. Excellent. But you'll be able to stay put, and I don't know what the work situation is in general in your area, but that sounds really good.
He's got a real job.
It's a good job. Yes. Plus, he can, you know, get enough hours doing these late night dances and so forth.
Extra hours.
Gets to take time off to go touring or, you know, do other things. That's really good.
It's worked out really, really well. So
the what you're saying there really goes with the lyrics as well of Lord of the Desert, but. Really, yeah. The last time I think we were talking about the song Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it all sort of that in that vibe, and very much in how you still a really evoked sense of place that certainly comes over on the videos and things that that you've done. Yeah, so you're. You haven't fallen out in love with the desert yet.
No. Not even close.
Yeah. Don't. You know, we're not trying to get everybody to come there, but we love it. We are just so in love with the desert. We would be nowhere else.
Mm. Really. And one thing I might add is that our latest album, it won't be released until November, but we brought it over as advanced copies, is a live album.
Mm.
And it's just, it will be released on November 19th, which is the 100th anniversary of Zion National Park.
Mm.
And it's a signature project of the anniversary celebration.
Mm.
And we'll be doing a premiere concert that night and introducing the CD, and we've been commissioned to write a song about Zion National Park, which, and the only reason I'm bringing that up is of our songs, that's one that really expresses our love of the desert and our specific backyard, which is Zion National Park.
And the other places that you live and work are very, very small populations and that. Do you get a reaction when you're in cities like London and things, or does that how do you?
We always get a reaction. What kind of reaction is can change, but I'll let everybody speak to this. But I'm always amazed at the positive reaction we get from people, and more importantly, the understanding of a lot of folks say, "Wow, you really put me in that space that you're trying to." Show us, you know, and it's like they really get it, and we don't, you know, we're not kind of forcing them into getting it. We're not saying, okay, this one's about the cactus and this one's about this. They're getting it on their own, you know. They have a little bit of a clue, I think, of where we're coming from. You know, it's like the gentleman at the hotel said, "You guys are from the Mormon land, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but we're not Mormon, but yes, that's where we're from." But he says, "Yeah, I know about that desert down there." And so they're getting it. So yeah, the reaction is overwhelmingly positive, which, well, you know, again, most of the time we go into places, we think, boy, they're not going to get this at all. You know, they're just not going to get this, but they do, and they comment on it to us. So that's my take on it. Anyway,
I mean, it's dead on. We've also been surprised at like the attendance too in the small towns.
Mm.
We were in Reeth last night, very small town in the middle of nowhere, you know, and we had 80, 90 people in the hall, and they loved it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just always surprised.
Well, there'll be a few in here tonight, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it like they did last time, and look forward to coming again.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're excited to be here.
Great. So thanks very much for talking to us.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah.